I want you to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Because again, when you're going through these things, just knowing how uncomfortable it is now, look, we're going to get through that, right? Growth comes from being uncomfortable. Growth happens in the uncomfortable.
To some, boundaries are just placing limits. To me, it's where the limitless things begin.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning into the Boundaries and More podcast with Jess Abraham. I am your host, Jess Abraham, and today's episode is brought to you by Joyful Styles. Joyful Styles is a lifestyle brand that provides premium quality apparel that promotes joy and positivity. Joyful Styles believes how we approach a situation matters, and choosing to be joyful makes all the difference. You have the power, and it's time to embrace it. So get your Joyful Styles apparel at joyfulstyles.com. That's joyfulstylez.com. Let's go, let's go. And before we get into the episode today, I want to remind you again, please take that boundaries quiz, hit that show notes, and click the link that says boundaries quiz. I am looking forward to seeing your results from the quiz and excited to see how much you improve as this journey goes on. Let's go, let's go. All right, so let's get into the episode today. And of course, as always, I'm super excited to talk about this today, because again, all of these things just resonate. It's a life that I live, been living, and I'm just blessed to be able to just share here with you. So today's episode is titled, Get Comfortable Being Uncomfortable. Yep, we're getting into it today. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. All right, so last episode, we talked about something must change, right? And typically in a situation when things are changing, or even if it's for the better, right? Because that's the change we're talking about here, for the better. When we're in these situations and things are changing, things are happening, sometimes it don't necessarily feel comfortable, right? But I want to tell you and encourage you, because growth happens in the uncomfortable. All right. Growth happens in the uncomfortable. Just think about it, right? I use a weight, you know, weight release journey, or use the weight scenario, or just health and fitness scenario in general, because a lot of people can resonate with that. And because personally, I'm on my health and fitness journey, right? It's a lifelong journey. And just thinking about it, like when it comes to certain exercises, right? Typically, especially if it's the first time that we do a particular exercise, or even if it's not the first time and it's just like it was a day that just, you know, it got us, right? It got to us. So in those, you know, situations, typically that feeling that we get is just not comfortable at all. Sometimes just working out, period, isn't comfortable at all, right? Not everyone out here is just, let's say, you know, fitness gurus and just super excited to work out every day and all these different things. There are very select few of people in the world that are like that. But for the most people are not, right? So us doing these things and constantly doing it, and like, man, I personally, like, okay, let me just pause and just insert this. Personally, I really wish that I could just be on top of my stuff, do what I must do, get it done, get to where I need to be that once, and then it's done forever. Like, I will put in all the work, man, whatever it takes to just get there, and let it just be done forever, right? But it don't work that way. It don't work that way. So what happens is that we get into the uncomfortable of doing it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It's a lifelong journey. It's like, man, sometimes I'd be like, you know, for real, I be feeling some type of way because I can put in all this work for months, for years, for whatever, but a week or two of just being just crap or not being on top of my fitness as I was before. And it's like all my progress is gone. Like, what? Come on now. Like, yeah, I still don't get that one. I don't know why that's the thing, why it's like that, but it is. And it's something I've really been thinking about lately too. But anyway, growth happens in the uncomfortable, right? So knowing that I can just do it one time and it's there forever. Nope. It's uncomfortable. Truthfully, knowing that it's a lifelong journey and I must continue to be on top of it always so that I can continue to grow, be better, be healthier, be more fit, right? To be around a really long time, to have, you know, enjoy life with some amazingly beautiful people, right? It's important for me to keep being in the uncomfortable so that truthfully life will overall be comfortable. But yeah, I just wanted to give that example because people can relate in that way. And man, I'm telling you, y'all found the secret sauce. I know it's not, you know, but I'm not even going to put that out there. But if the secret sauce is just besides just having that mindset, right? Something must change. So me, the mindset must change, and knowing that it's a lifelong journey, and hey, it's just part of the plan. I just got to keep doing it. I must keep doing it. But yeah, if y'all know some other ways, just let me know. But also to be even more, you know, on an even more serious note, like when it comes to relationships, right? We must get comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes relationship, and this is all relationships. So this is with your significant other, with friends, family, all these things. Sometimes those needed and necessary conversations can feel a little bit uncomfortable, right? But typically, when we talk about these uncomfortable things, we get to a better place, whether that's just for us and our peace, our sanity, our joy, our happiness, or it's just for the betterment of the entire relationship, right? The entire friendship. Talking things out, getting through these different things, and that might not be necessarily comfortable for some of you, but hey, it's what needs to happen for ultimately you to have a greater experience, a greater life, and just more more fruitful and meaningful relationships, right? Very, very, very important. So, next, I really want to, you know, jump into this kind of a tip that I have and things that I do to help me through all the things that to me is pretty uncomfortable, but I'm getting comfortable being there. What I typically do, I gamify almost everything. Like lots of things in my life, I gamify. Even with the workout, sometimes I just, you know, don't, yeah. I look, if I could just one time a week or whatever and just voila, then hey, maybe I could with the eating, you know, all of that. But anyway, I gamify stuff. So what I do is I make for myself a type of challenge or dare, or let's see if I could do X, Y, Z, like whatever it looks like, different types of games in a sense that I do. Just to help me through that, right? Gamifying it all. What it does for me is helps make things a lot less daunting or feeling overwhelmed and things like that. It helps in that process big time. Big time. So necessary for me. I've given this tip to other people, and you know, maybe for you, try it today, right? Try something, see if this works for you. Like there's something that you really don't want to do, and you're like, let's see, whatever. Oh, One of the things that I do, just it came to me because I did this recently, and I just been doing this, being a lot more on top of my schedule and making time blocks and things of that sort. I'm like, okay, let's see how much of XYZ I can get done in X amount of time. Right. So it gives me a little challenge, like, okay, clock's ticking. Let's go. How much can I do? Like, how many words can I type? How many whatever can I do? Like, oh, how many episodes can I record? Like, you know, and all these different things, right? It helps, again, me. I call it gamify, and I gamify it all. But I believe for some of you that can help you as well. Right. So again, I want you to take time today and to look at all the things that you've been putting off doing for whatever reason. Man, raising my hand, there's still a couple things on the list that I ain't gamified yet, so it ain't happened yet. But just overall, it's not just for my today's list. But I challenge you to write a couple of things out. Let's say 3 to 5 things that you've been putting off, right, for whatever reason. And then I want you to just make a game out of completing those things. Again, whatever that looks like for you. But make a game out of it. Whatever type of games you like. If it's word games, is it challenge games? Like, how much can I do in X amount of time? Or like whatever that looks like for you. I do, again, for me, I do many different types of things just depending on what that task is. That's what I do personally, right? So again, I challenge you to do that today. Write that list out and let me know some of the things that you come up with that you gamify. I would really, really love to know. And I'm interested in knowing. So another thing is, like, when it comes to getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, I know for some of you, it may be like, man, what does that really, really mean? Right? I probably should have, you know, started some of this, but just thinking about, like, what does that really, really mean? For everyone, it looks different. I want to say that. For everyone, it looks different. Like, me, I am so much so okay with, in a sense, confronting others about something that I'm just not feeling, or something that just don't sit right with me, or them violating my space or my whatever. I'm very, very comfortable doing those things. It may have been a time that I may have been uncomfortable. It's been so long now, I don't even remember when that was, if that was the case. But overall, like, it's necessary for me. Truth be told, I mentioned this in probably more than one episode before, but for me, holding on to certain things and not speaking up for myself or things of that sort, that's the uncomfortable zone for me. Like, if I have to hold things in just to wait to let those things out, now that part is uncomfortable. And I know, oh, this is good. Just example just dropped in my spirit. But I know, like, when I was in the military, right, that had to happen more so than I liked, for sure. There were times when it was just not going to happen. But that definitely happened more so than I liked. Like, I used to tell myself and tell others even around me when I was in the military, look, just play the game. Play the game. And no, I'm not saying that the military itself is a game, because there's real life things that goes on and happens. But again, for me, telling you guys, lots of things in my life, I gamify it. So I'm like, okay, for me, the game was, all right, in certain situations where I know typically and naturally what I would do is, in a sense, clap back, right? I'm not going to do that this time. Let's see how much I can just hold in and not do that. Or how many of, you know, these folks or situations I can just, you know, just let it be, right? Do my own thing and just let it be. Now, that part became the game for me. because, again, holding it in and all of that stuff was just super uncomfortable for me. I am big on, look, speaking up, letting you know you're violating some type of way, or you're saying something or doing something that I'm just not with. I'm not feeling, I don't like, whatever. I'm the type that, well, I want to let you know ASAP. ASAP. We gonna cut this off right here. So it does not continue. And I just love operating that way. Yeah, that's me. Now, on the other hand, right, there's my wife, my beautiful, beautiful wife. And, you know, there's people around that I know who has a personality similar to my wife. For her and others, it's uncomfortable to actually confront people about things that you don't like or want or whatever. Like for them, that's where the uncomfortability comes in, right? For me, total opposite. It's uncomfortable for me to hold things in, but it's super comfortable for them externally. And at least that's the thing. I know for sure, just what I know is just holding it in doesn't work long term. But at least on the surface level, for them, it's way more comfortable for them to just hold it in, don't say anything, and just move on with life. They're really not moving on. They're just suppressing things, which is going to come out in a way differently later and exploding on people that you probably shouldn't be exploding on. You know, all these different things. There's consequences for them doing that. But in this example, just knowing it's uncomfortable for them to just speak up and be right away. And I just love what I do, the work that I do, and this like niche I've carved out for myself and helping people, because my main thing is helping people truly stand up for themselves and feel good about it, right? You don't have to like hold on to and just be like, oh, well, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe, no, not working with me, right? One of my like top things and mission is just something objectives, I should say, one of my main objectives in working with me, when people work with me, is for them to get to that place where they can do that. Because I know how freeing it is for me. And I just want them to feel as free, as free as I do, or even more so. Because I promise you, there is nothing like it. Nothing like it. So, man. Yeah, that hit me a little differently there. But truthfully, it's so important. I'ma keep saying this, like, hear me, right? Hear me in your head as your day goes on and you approach situations that seemingly are uncomfortable. I want you to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because again, when you're going through these things, just knowing how uncomfortable it is now, look, we're going to get through that, right? Growth comes from being uncomfortable. Growth happens in the uncomfortable, right? There's so many things that that just in life, typically whatever it is, like for me, again, another example is like setting all these like systems and automations and all this stuff up that's necessary for me to have a thriving coaching business, right? And even my apparel business, right? It's important for me to be able to have, you know, this website for people to click on and be able to ship to where they want to do, you know, all these different things when it comes to the apparel side, but more so on the coaching side, like for my customers to have a phenomenal experience as they work with me, going through my whole entire process from that initial contact or that initial email they receive from me to whatever else that they get from me, the calls we have, all of that. Like having those things in place is super, super important for me to have a thriving business. However, setting those things up isn't the most comfortable for me. It like takes me out of my element, out of my flow. And it's just like, about that. Real uncomfortable. So I get comfortable being in that uncomfortable because I know on the other side of that, oh, it's where it's at, right? That real growth for my business, for my life, for whatever, all of that And this just hit me, but thinking about it like that, part of that I won't be doing by myself, because I'm just, you know, learning more ways to just collaborate with others to really hit the ultimate goal. And that's really what it's about in life, truly, just having those meaningful relationships and just building crazy. So for me, all of that I won't be doing by myself. But sometimes in the past, I'll say that previously, many, many years ago, it was super uncomfortable for me to ask people for assistance. Like me these days, I know it's some, you know, cultural things growing up and all these different things that played a factor into that. And, but I really learned to collaborate with others even more to really get the job done, like from doing group projects in college, right, to more so the thing that taught me more about collaboration than anything else is marriage, but just being in community with others, it really makes a big, big difference when it comes to, yeah, just all of that. But getting back to the uncomfortable part of it, again, it was really uncomfortable for me to ask people for assistance. Now it's like, nope, I am super comfortable being uncomfortable. What I used to be uncomfortable, again, that's another thing. It'll turn into you being comfortable with certain things. It won't be the uncomfortable anymore, right? It'll be just be a new level of growth that comes up, right? So for me, again, used to, previous, long, long ago, many years ago, it was uncomfortable for me to be asking people for assistance and help and all these different things. But nowadays, like, man, look, collaborate. Let's collaborate. Let's do this thing together. Let's help each other soar, thrive. Like, that's what it's about for me these days, right? Me as a coach, right? I help people. We collaborate together for them to thrive in their lives, establishing these healthy and effective boundaries, right? It's a collaboration. I can't do it for them, right? And a lot of people, they can't necessarily do it on their own, right? It's just, it can be super overwhelming. And yeah, we don't want that, right? We want you to live a long, peaceful, joyous, really happy life. That's what it's about. That's how I see it. But collaborating, going back to that, I'm collaborating with people to help me complete some of these automations and all these different things, because again, not my superpower, not my ministry, but there's people out here that love that stuff, right? So now it gives me an opportunity to be a blessing to those people who love that type of stuff, right? Just podcasts, for example, yo, I am so grateful and thankful for my podcast editor. Like, man, shout out to you, David. I really appreciate you. Like, yo, if it wasn't for that guy, look, I wouldn't have this podcast right now, because me doing this and editing and doing all that, like that, look, again, not my ministry, but he loves it and he's fast and quick with it. And it's just, yo, my uncomfortability, right, flourishes when I raise my hand for help and let other people who are in their super comfort zone or who just can do that, like, will do this stuff with their eyes closed to help flourish, right? It's just collaboration. Collaboration. A lot being said there. I want you to know, just because you're uncomfortable doing something doesn't mean you have to be the one to do it anyway, right? When I'm saying get comfortable being uncomfortable, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are in this alone and don't run away from this uncomfortability because you must be the one to get things done. No, that is not what I'm saying here, okay? What I'm saying is get comfortable being uncomfortable. Typically, the people who try to do it by themselves are uncomfortable asking people for help. So today, if that's you, you ask somebody for assistance, right? Other side, if you're the one that always just asking for assistance without even trying, or because you don't want to be uncomfortable, you having somebody like fight your battles for you, that's not God, right? We're not talking about God, but people, right? You having these people fight your battles for you because you don't want to deal with this confrontation and all these other stuff. No, it's time for you to get uncomfortable, to take care of these situations yourself, right? So that's what I'm saying. I really, really hope that resonated and that helped break things down for people, because I could hear and see how it could have been, maybe started to get confusing, just truth be told there. But that's what I really have for you today. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I promise you, you will grow. Your life will change for the better. Right. And if for whatever reason you need help with any of this stuff, right? Deeper, need more understanding, more whatever. You want me to talk about things another way in this context for this, all of that. Reach out to me. Follow us on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. Again, that's on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. Right. Be sure to take that boundaries quiz, right? Some of you hear quiz and you're uncomfortable with the quiz. It's not like that. Yes, we call it a quiz, but it's a fun game, right? It's a game. It's fun. To me, look, you get some laughs out of it. All these different things. There's some things in it. Just take the quiz. You see what I mean, right? Give me feedback on that. But get uncomfortable today and click that link in the show notes that says boundaries quiz and take that boundaries quiz. I'm looking so forward to seeing some of your outcomes. Man, well, all of your outcomes. If you take it, I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome. And y'all be sure to truly, truly go out today and have an amazingly beautiful day. And be back here next week for more Boundaries and More with Jess Abraham. Talk to y'all then.